Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another Women Around the World. And we decided to do a little different one today. We love when listeners send us suggestions and or just do the work for us. It's even more delightful. And we've had a few suggestions and some information given to us. So we thought, let's take a minute and do a listener mail edition of Women Around the World. And actually, I want to read one from Patty. She wrote, "Hi, I have a suggestion for the Women Around the World segment. I was wondering if you could do an episode with Elisa Loncon. She's an Indigenous rights activist and the president of the 155-member assembly in charge of drafting the new constitution in Chile. And this year, she has been on a bunch of lists about influential women around the world." Yes, including the Times 100.
Yes.
She also sent us a link to the speech that she gave, Loncon, right after being voted president of the assembly. And she writes, "At the beginning, she speaks her native language, Mapudungun." And I'm so sorry if I said that wrong. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. The speech was really emotional for a lot of minorities, like Indigenous people, women, and the LGBTQ community. I know a lot of people cried while watching it on TV, myself included. And yes, oh my gosh, she is a phenomenal individual and a scholar, a teacher, very passionate about the language and making sure that the language lived on. It says of her in her Time 100 Most Influential People of 2021 article that she is featured on. They give a part of her speech which says, "Today, a new Chile is created, one that is pluralistic, multilingual, with all its cultures, with all its people, with its women, and with all its territories. This is our dream for writing the new constitution," which is, I got chills. I'm not going to lie. I got chills. Mm-hmm. And her people, Mapuche, she was so adamant that that be included in just being recognized within Chile and the phenomenal influence that they've had in the culture. And yeah, she is distinguished with 2 doctorates in the academic world, continues to speak at the different schools. And yeah, we'll be heading up this constitutional rewrite, which is phenomenal. I don't know if I've ever really seen that kind of change in a country. And I love that. I love to see good change when there's so many sad ones, and do celebrate what she has done. So thank you so much, Patty, for sending her our way, because just reading about her is phenomenal.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. We also want to read a letter, like a physical letter that we received from listener
Love
John
those.
In Japan. Yes. Oh, and the paper is so like soft. Oh, I love it. I'm a sucker for some like good stationery.
Yes.
And also John sent us a bunch of Kit Kats and calendars and spices, all kinds of things from Japan.
Thank
which
you,
is,
John.
Yes, not necessary, but very much appreciated. And we definitely split it among the team. And it's all gone. Everybody was happy and everybody fought over things. There was some bargaining going on.
Yes.
It was very, very good. But John also sent us some suggestions for this segment that we wanted to read and hopefully we'll get to one day. The first being Jay Nakata. Jay Nakata, John writes, is a New Zealander and long-term president of Fukushima Prefecture, Japan. I've heard her name in Facebook groups. I didn't realize she was doing so much work. Plus, she has a podcast with 116 episodes. I have listened to two so far. She or some of the ladies she's interviewed may be of interest for a future episode. And then the Airplane Geeks podcast. John writes, the weekly hosts are a group of guys, but they do a good job promoting women in aviation. Recent guest Erica Armstrong was really good. She was a commercial pilot and is now an aviation professor. On the right side of the website, scroll down to tags, the website being airplanegeeks.com, and you'll find the Women in Aviation tag. Easy way to find episode 616, Latinas in Aviation, and more episodes. I'm an aviation geek myself and have listened to their podcast on many long drives. Free diving, another of my hobbies, but probably of less interest to Sminty. It isn't a mainstream sport, but in Instagram pics, it looks really cool, beautiful. Holding your breath for 3+ minutes is physically and mentally challenging and rewarding. Some women's records get close to men's. I'm not aware of any women-specific issues, so an interview with a free diver would possibly be less about Sminty typical issues, and more on the sport work she does outside of free diving. My diving instructor, Donnie, hosts the podcast at freedive.com, and about one half of his interviews are with women in the sport, mostly the elite athletes, diving to 200 feet. Yes, 200 feet down on one breath. Episodes are longer than an hour, so you got to be into the sport to listen. Episode 115 with Claire Paris could be a good Sminty 20-minute interview. And you can find more about her on Instagram or at freedivecafe.com, where there's an entry on her. An interview with her could be on her work in marine biology, women in the field, and freediving. Most Free Dive Cafe interviews focused on sport training, but Claire's goes into her work mostly. So that's why she'd be my top recommendation for Sminty. Interesting to a wider group of listeners. Also, I just want to include this, Samantha, because you didn't, unfortunately, I bought the letter, but you didn't get to read it. Here's a specific note to you. Samantha's comments about age, the older I get, the happier I am. Body isn't as fast in my sports, and I'm fighting aging by taking care of myself. Don't think I look or feel as old as I actually am. Getting over issues from my past, working towards future goals.
Yes. So. Yes. Aren't we all?
Yes. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to write this to both of these listeners. But John, we love a good handwritten letter. We love these suggestions. We add them to our list. So thank you.
Thank you all so much. We love getting these suggestions and putting these people in our crosshairs so we know what's going on. Because, yeah, we're very isolated in the U.S. sometimes. And I say isolated as in, like, everything's American-centric. So Thank you so much for reaching out. As usual, Patty, thank you for continuing to keep us up to date what's happening in Chile. She did it right a little more. And we are going to feature that later on because she gives us such good information. I feel like she's our correspondent for Chile. So thank you so much.
Yes. And we love having correspondents all over. We have other letters. We've gotten a lot of really good ones recently that we want to read. And as we said, we would like to do this ideally once a month where we feature listener mail. So please keep those messages coming. If you would like to email us, you can. Our email is stuffmediummomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
Thanks to all of you listeners who have written and all of you listeners who are listening. We really, really appreciate it. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.